KX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe flooding in the upper Midwest. A dam in Mankato, Minnesota is on the brink of failing after days of relentless rain. A bridge between Iowa and South Dakota partially collapsing. Sandbagging goes on. Millions of Americans are also under heat warnings or advisories today. A new determination on guns from the U.S. Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General has decided for the first time that the nation's level of gun violence has reached such pervasive levels that it has to be addressed. That the time has come to call it a public health crisis. Much of Vivek Murthy's concern appears rooted in disturbing new trends, including the fact that gun violence has recently emerged as the leading cause of death for children and teens in this country.
ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, is headed back to his native Australia. He has reached a plea deal with the Justice Department that will include time served as his sentence and end years of a fight trying to get him to face charges in the U.S. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is ordering the six groups in the legislative redistricting lawsuit to split the cost of the two consultants the court hired to review new options. The total bill is $128,000. The court ended up not having to rule. Governor Evers and the legislature reached a deal on new maps themselves. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Storms rolled through southern Wisconsin again last night, and man, that thunder was loud. Authorities will be watching waterways that are close to or already in flood stage, especially when it comes to the Wisconsin River, the Crawfish River, and the Baraboo River. Remember, turn around, don't drown. If you get to a flooded road, find an alternate route. The NOAA flood forecasts are typically updated late morning, so we'll keep you posted. And in those storms last night, a church was struck by lightning, and this is the second one in just a month. St. John the Baptist Church in Jefferson had flames coming from the steeple last night. WISC reports there were about 20 fire departments on scene trying to contain that fire. You'll remember exactly 1 month ago, Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in downtown Madison had their steeple struck by lightning, too. Authorities spent the night getting it under control. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the defending World Series champs, the Texas Rangers, reload again tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers with a 6-3 win. Right-hander Freddy Peralta striking out six, allowing two runs in five innings, but he thanked Reese Hoskins for his grand slam in the sixth.
You know, Reese, he was a little struggling. You know, everything sometimes for a reason. Look now, he was the man for the game. He just hit a homer with the bases loaded. That's perfect.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers with a 2-1 victory over the Oilers to win their first Stanley Cup.
It is about the result, obviously. So that's where the mind goes. How do I get them back to that place that they can play with enough freedom so we have structure and we have discipline and all that? But what we needed to and what we were different about tonight is that we played with some freedom. We didn't play the game not to make mistakes and certainly not to lose, but we tried to win the game.
That's the Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on ESPN after the win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 62. Mostly sunny and 80 for Wednesday. A touch cooler Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms return. We'll see a high near 80.
It's 76 at our studios.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the WRJN Morning Show here on Civic Media, Don Rosen, who talks celebrity encounters. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins to discuss weird Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And I have the wounds all over my body. If I took this shirt off, you'd see a beautiful, beautiful person. But you'd see wounds all over me. I've taken a lot of wounds, I can tell you. More than I suspect any president ever.
I just think I'm gonna buy
it. I don't know if it's Denver Gay Pride that made me gayer or that him without a shirt. He doesn't have any wounds. Oh, God, shut up.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
Hey. Shut the hell up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
We might need the Gallagher tarp today because I made that throw up. Can I start by saying, who knew they even made a Blades of Glory t-shirt?
We love you, Denver! City by the Bay! Yeah.
Thank you to the magical person that gave me the Denver City by the Bay shirt. Thank you!
It's nice.
Isn't it festive?
It is.
Okay.
I would pit that out because it's gray.
Yeah, I know. I know. Because you would look pitted.
I would pit it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's why I wear black t-shirts.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, I love letters rolling in. Greg from Denver City by the Bay says, thanks again for Denver Saturday night. It was amazing. I'm working the election today. Was hoping you could remind everybody in Colorado to vote in the primary. If they're unaffiliated or Republican and live in CD4, they can pick somebody other than Boebert. If they are Democratic and live in CD4, they can pick her competitor should she win. Thanks, Greg. And there you go.
Oh.
You might want to give her a hand out of office. You might want to... Did you not think I was going to make a handy joke there?
A hand up, not a hand out.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's what we believe
forth
as liberals. Not handy J's in public theaters.
That's right.
A hand up.
A hand back and forth.
Thank you, Jody Hamilton and Chris LaVoy. You did a fantastic job yesterday.
Yeah.
I agree with the people that enjoy the show much more in my absence. But F you, I'm back. Guess what else I had time to do on the plane because you were kind enough to fill in for me. I read Frank Fregluzzi's entire book. It's terrifying. It's amazing. And Frank joins us today.
Yes.
This will be... Shh, Chris, don't tell anyone. This is the first time ever I've actually read the entire book.
Oh, I know that.
Step up a guest for having
us. I know that.
You're on the air. People can hear that.
Oh, oops.
Yeah. Tell that to...
In these news cycles, who has time to read?
Pardon me? Kristen Johnson.
Is she coming up?
No.
I'll read her book.
Okay.
I don't have a beeline to her yet, so you're good.
I studied at the Larry King School of Broadcasting. Uh-huh. So you have a book, Chris. Tell me about that. He wouldn't even know the title.
No.
What's the title? What's it about?
Did he have you on to promote your book?
Who can remember? Hello. It's not really like a booklet, so maybe not.
It's a pamphlet.
It's a very short book.
It is not a long book.
It's a pamphlet.
I read it very quickly.
I know Rachel Maddow.
I read it quickly.
Thank you. And it left you wanting more, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I want 3, 4, 5 more. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's Tom Hartman this. Come on.
No, I'm no Tom Hartman. Can I just say, though, first of all, you handled Billy delightfully. And then Chris is like, oh, I got to yell at Billy. That's not allowed when Stephanie's here. I'm like, what are you talking about? We've been bitch-slapping Billy like a little cat toy for years.
When I start to go off on him, you often give me the finger.
Well, I give you the finger for a lot of reasons, but...
Yeah, you're like, hold up.
Just because talking over each other, that's all. I will let you loose next time he calls.
Okay. All right, because I did a good job.
You know what it is? That's too many years of dealing with him. He's too irritating for me. I can't that long. Oh, God. What was the time? This is exactly what Trump's going to do to Biden. They throw out some tragic case, and so then you're supposed to, right, like you don't care.
Right.
Of course it's awful. You don't have to be a liberal. You just have to be a human to go, it's awful if anyone gets raped or murdered or whatever.
And he said we were lying about the cops getting killed.
The vast majority... of them, and Frank can tell you, are white men.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority. The Billies of the world don't care about that.
Yeah.
I mean, the undocumented immigrants, okay, there are statistics on these things. We'll talk to Frank about it. The crime rate is way, way lower among undocumented immigrants than anyway. But yeah, you raised January 6th, yes. but someone else raised all the people that were slaughtered in El Paso, mm-hmm. Billy, based on your stupid orange. Oh, God. I feel like, you know what? We are going to need the Gallagher tarp. I can't, because I have to see him. How long is the debate?
Oh, I'm going to be sleeping and just.
Oh, yeah, I'm
going to
watch
the
highlights in the morning. Yeah.
I just was watching that one clip this weekend.
It's too late.
He's like, Joe Biden's going to get a shot in his ass right before the debate. I'm like, okay, I can't say anything, Chris. It's in my thought bubble. But is respect for the office of the presidency? He's ruined it forever,
yes.
hasn't he? It's just he's such a D.
Well, Ronnie Johnson. Ronnie Johnson suggested that Biden take a drug test before the.
I suggest Ronnie Jackson take a Johnson
well,
Jackson take
but, a. But then the interviewer asked Ronnie Jackson about
Johnson.
Whether Trump should take a drug test, and he said, "Oh no. This is only about Biden."
Well, of course, make sure he takes a drug and alcohol test right there. Drunken pill dispenser.
He doesn't
allegedly drink
alcohol.
Is that alleged? I think Trump should take a drug test.
Oh, Dr. Ronnie. Yeah, he's a
Trump should absolutely take a drug test.
I agree.
For Adderall.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, Tom said, amazing that Billy in Texas is so worried about two white women killed by migrants, but not the 80 Hispanics who were killed in San Antonio by a white guy who said Trump told him to. Thank you. Based on this, same as my beloved Buffalo, the top supermarket shooting, based exactly on this replacement theory, whatever.
The great replacement theory,
and,
that's it.
Other Republicans espouse, right? That's exactly what's motivating these. Anyway, I just thought it's so interesting to have Frank on today after that, because that's going to be the talking point. And you know that, you try to put someone in a position to like, oh, you don't care about, of course we should care about anybody that is raped or murdered or whatever, but they don't seem to care about all of the millions of American women that are killed by American men.
No, they don't.
In fact, they would like Clarence Thomas would like you to have a gun, even if you're a domestic abuser.
He would like you to have a bump stock.
Yeah, just to make sure you really get the bitch, right? Yeah.
I say we all get bump stocks and then sit outside of Clarence Thomas's house.
Oh, yeah, that would go over well.
Lavoie, I don't know what you're implying.
I know what he's implying.
But privately, I'm all for it.
Sitting on a public street? It's totally legal.
Is it legal in D.C. to have a gun? And
I need distractions.
Does he live in D.C.?
I think so. Virginia, maybe. I don't know.
Then Virginia.
I think he wants.
Lack.
Yeah.
I think
lack.
He's afraid of that crazy bitch wife of his. I think that's what it is. That's what he wants. Wouldn't you be? Okay. I don't know. I need lightness on threads these days. Peter tweeted, really sad that no one will listen to White Snake with me. So here I go again on my own.
Really?
That's funny.
It's a dad joke.
It is a dad. I think
it's
I'm getting old,
joke.
But I really enjoy the dad jokes.
It's a dad joke.
All right.
This one, 6 foot candy threads, me, trying to let go of the past and live in the present. iPhone, here are 20 slideshows of people who ruined your life.
Yeah. You know, you can...
I just came from Denver. That was the site of one of the heartbreakings of my life.
I know.
All those memories came flooding back. What? I'm sorry. What?
No, I...
Yeah.
You know you can filter those out. Those people out.
I have no idea how to do that.
You can, though.
Don't know how to turn off my notifications. Don't know how to
do
any of it.
That's easy to do.
Okay. Chris.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Who threaded of the,
What?
Don't help him just because you're the smartest girl
I was
in
warned
class.
About this, so.
Some dude named Addison Smith, is a picture of him marrying his lovely bride, said, Pride Month is so defeated. I love you, Therese, whoever. And you said, this is a former Newsmax host's announcement that he got heterosexually engaged. I, too, once only thought of gay men while doing heterosexual things. I moderately feel his pain. Who said that?
Snagglepuss?
No, that was you. That was you. That was you.
We, you know, you have ways of coping before
Pride,
you come out.
I think love wins. I think Pride Month wins.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about homos while you're marrying your...
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Apparently directly after picking out all her pantsuits.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that he thinks he has the power to defeat Pride Month.
Exactly.
By getting married.
Yeah.
And I saved this one for Frank. One of my favorite stories of January 6th is all the women who went on dating sites afterwards, yeah. found the predators, turned them into the FBI. I love women. I'm telling you, November is coming.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
We are. Oh, God. Helpers, as Frank Fulguzzi would call them. Yeah, exactly. All right, so what is our over-under now? Because it seems like there is an awful lot of whining going on the other side. Are they trying to prime that Trump is going to back out? No, because Steve Bannon's like, he should cancel the debate because so-and-so said something to some Trump's person on CNN.
They're clumsily attempting to lower the bar for Trump.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what's going on.
I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like they've lowered the bar for President Biden so far.
So much that,
right?
Yeah.
This is what happens every time, is then he hits it out of the park.
Right.
By the way, does he walk slower or seem older than he used to? Yes! Here's a newsflash. We all do.
And I think he has arthritis, too, and that's painful sometimes when you walk. I mean...
Right. Okay. But, State of the Union, White House correspondents, you name it, he's
on it.
Sharp as a tack of the night. We saw him live.
He was great. Okay. Nine times
smart,
zones,
funny, just, I don't know. Yeah, this is the thing. Was it Jon Stewart? I get all the privileged millionaires who say they're being canceled confused. But he said, about Biden, he's like, be honest, don't you get nervous watching him? No, I get nervous about what idiots like you are going to say. And the right-wing media, if there's one little stutter or stumble, you're going to use that. But no, I don't get nervous watching him. Okay. Anyway, I don't know whether, who knows if they're setting up for him to back out, for Trump to back out.
He's got a couple.
No,
it's a lot of whining. Biden needs to be drug tested, that CNN's unfair, the moderators are unfair.
I don't think he's going to back out. I think they're just clumsily lowering the bar for Trump. You know, they realize that lowering the bar for Biden is a bad strategy.
Yeah, right.
So now they're lowering the bar for Trump.
We are liberal helpers, so we have tips for the president. Come on to a Jaws music instead of Hail to the Chief. Just saying.
Jill Winebanks is wearing a shark pin all week.
Okay, good for her. We can all do our part for America. Just bring up boats, sharks, water.
Batteries.
That'd be funny if he just had a little rubber shark in his pocket, Biden, and a couple batteries.
You're not allowed to bring props.
No?
No.
Oh, well,
I'd be screwed.
They give you a pen, a notepad, and a bottle of water. That's it. You're not allowed to bring anything on with you.
I'd be screwed. I bring a cooch spray. You know, it's my little bit I do on Sexy Liberal. Oh, and then also I asked Hal Sparks, do you have any Tic Tacs? I said, it's from my birth control bit. And he's like, well, if you asked me five minutes before you go on, yeah, I would have had some. But it's had to do with sans props. I had to just, indicate as you do in acting class.
I mean, if you would have asked Ron a few hours beforehand, he might have been able to go out and get some for you. Yes.
Fat boy, get me some Skittles or something.
Yeah. You did the same thing to me in Albuquerque. Do you have any Tic Tacs?
Who has Tic Tacs?
I don't have Tic Tacs.
Oh. I thought, based on your breath, obviously you don't.
Really?
Wow.
We were discussing
it.
I know. No. Donald Trump made me mean, and it stuck. It's not new.
Wow.
It's not new.
Did you just say that, or do you mean it?
I was just joking. What we do here. We were discussing yesterday, because I always say you're too nice, and when he does starts doing his Pat Rescending mansplaining thing. You're like, oh, I don't. What do you say? I don't think Colin Allred really has a chance. I was going to run down three floors and throw a stapler at you, but thank God Anita in San Antonio called and bitch slapped him. Colin Allred absolutely has a chance. Stop being such a buzz killing, harsh
he does.
Blocker. Oh my God. See, I was saying, I'm not sure if I have become a C-word in response to Chris's patricending mansplaining, or you know, or his patricending mansplaining has made me more C-wordy. But anyway, it works. It's like cutting oil with vinegar. What?
I said, I don't think he's going to win.
Oh my God.
That's not a tone. It's just something you disagree with. That's not patricide.
The polls are very close.
They're tied at the moment, but
thank you.
I had Nick for 3 years on my show, so trust me.
That's why he likes talking to Billy in Texas, because they both have that same tone.
What?
There was not a tone with that.
No.
I don't think he's going to win.
Ah, stop saying it! Shut up about that cake!
There was no tone.
Oh, golly. That's Colin Ulrich shoves this election right up Chris's ass.
Oh, honey. You'll know tone when I give you tone.
Do you know that there is a very vocal minority on Twitter that thinks I'm a very good dancer?
Have they seen you?
Dancing at Pride. I am brave enough to post. I dance to the music I hear. No matter how distant or far away. I'm very committed.
You should be.
Well, yeah, you should be.
Good God above tweets, thou shalt not let the convicted felon who wants to host migrant cage match fights become president again. You know what? I take 2 days off and I'm like, did he really say what? Oh, my God. We're in like fall of Rome time, aren't we? Except instead of, I don't know, feeding Christians to the lions, it'll be, you know, gays and what? Oh, I know. I understand. Have I gone a little bit long?
A little bit.
He suggested migrant cage match fights.
Yeah.
I suggest you break.
I suggest you bite my ass. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. I suggest you not make any more suggestions. How about that? This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Bliss. I feel like perhaps, you know, it's like that scene, drop the gun, take the cannolis. That's what the body clatter. As long as I leave the Dr. Marty's,
right.
I'm like, fine, go.
Okay.
We won't even notice.
Yeah.
They love their Dr. Marty's. I tell you what. I think someone related to Trump invented kibble. Because what is that? Mm-hmm. Only a dog hater would do that.
Yeah.
It's like Product 19.
You can eat it like a dog. Yeah,
Special
you can eat it like a dog. And it's burnt brown kibble, mm-hmm. cooked on high heat. And you can eat it like a dog after you get fired like a dog, after you sweat like a dog. That's what I think.
All right.
Dr. Marty's a dog lover. He's a cat lover, mm-hmm. right? I'm telling you, he loves your pets. He is a world-renowned veterinarian. He's been using superfoods in his practice. I was just noticing, because I'm a little creepily, I miss my dogs, I think, more than they miss me. So I was petting them both last night. I do the double patch, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses, Mrs. Kisses, Mr. Kisses. But I was noticing how shiny and amazing their coats are. Mm-hmm. They're so beautiful.
Yeah.
They're so... Okay, I'll wrap this up.
Okay.
I think it's best. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free pack of Cod Krispies.
Woo!
Oh, my God. They're like little Rice Krispie treats for doggies that are made of cod. Oh, my God. They love them. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with PowerLife High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Of a message from the...
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
What?
What?
Word.
Yeah, exactly, that too. Uh-oh.
What'd you do?
My phone's being a bag of D's.
Oh, no.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Boo-boo-boo. Foo-foo-foo.
Hi, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank
you. It looked like a lot of fun.
Oh, it was so fun. Oh, my God. We love you, Denver.
Another thing, Billy.
It was gay yesterday.
Yeah.
No, you're...
Oh, it was Pride weekend in Denver. It was super gay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, super gay. That's awesome. That's my favorite type of
triggered that
celebration
guy.
Is a gay celebration.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so I have another point, but another thing Billy from Texas doesn't seem too concerned with is the fact that millions of American women are being forced to carry their rapist's baby.
Yeah.
So come back with that, Billy, and let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and you made another you made a good point yesterday too. What's the other thing about Billy? It's just such a ridiculous, you know because that's whatever the talking point is that Trump starts doing. That's what all these
Yep.
So Billy called all the progressive shows, did the talking point about XYZ. Somebody was killed by a migrant, and you don't care. You know, it's anyway.
Right.
Go ahead.
Exactly right. And it's like debt doesn't take away. Yes.
And, oh, you made the point. I'm sorry. I've got it. You called yesterday, Karen, and said the other point was just that the Republicans and Trump are the ones that blocked the border bill. So it's on them.
Yep.
You know, exactly. If Trump brings exactly that up, right. that's what Biden should say. Is, yep. Yeah, man, that's on you.
Yep.
You're the one that stopped the border bill.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, XYZ death is on you. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for the Wisconsin Justice Department don't want people with disabilities to vote electronically from home this fall. There was a hearing in a lawsuit yesterday. The attorney general's lawyers tell the judge it would be confusing and risky. Voters with disabilities say they have a right to a secret ballot. The judge says he'll rule in a few days. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind.
The Department of Ed is just missing a whole chunk of people. And so we really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Tia Caldwell is with the group New America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's official. Madison voters will decide whether to raise property taxes to keep the school district afloat and fund renovations. Last night, the school board voted to put two referendum questions on the ballot, totaling more than $600 million. New Superintendent Joe Gothard says MMSD is facing similar issues as many other districts, largely because of the school funding formula.
Revenue limits have not kept up with inflation in the last 12 years, and MMSD this year, 2023-2024 alone, it leaves a $21 million gap in revenue.
The referendum questions will be on the ballot in November. And after this year, the Monona Community Festival is no more. Organizers announced this will be the final year because of fewer volunteers, increased costs, and new regulations. The original version of the event started in the 60s and 70s. The final Monona Community Festival is next Wednesday the 3rd and Thursday the 4th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 62. Mostly sunny and 80 for Wednesday. A touch cooler Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms return. We'll see a high near 80.
Currently, 78 degrees.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday tangent to talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
SAMHSA.gov.
I really think that what Joe Biden says is not as important as how he says it. And by the way, Trump has set up expectations for this in a way that really helped Biden. Trump has spent the last 6 months convincing America that Joe Biden can't walk and talk. He has spent the last 6 months convincing America that this is an addled brain. And so Joe Biden is going to show a command of the issues. He's going to show that he's not afraid of this guy. He's going to look strong. He's going to come after him just like, you know, stop your yapping and shut up, man.
Yeah, yeah. Get it, Dr. Brandon. Get it. Yeah, I agree with Nicole Wallace. She's like, he has got to come out and just punch him in the face, man. Not
sock him in the jaw.
Yeah. Not literally.
Not literally.
But just, you know, I talk about contrast, right? I mean, just not just being a convicted felon, all of it, right? I think Nicole was saying, like, yeah, I might be, you know, a little older, but you know what? I'll never steal our state secrets. I'll never right. overthrow the United States government. I'll never stop the peaceful transfer of power. I'll never, you know, on and on.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? Sexually assault a woman. I mean, he's just got to go for it, man. The RNC chair said there's not a single metric that President Biden can show where America is better off than they were 4 years ago. Here is a non-exhaustive list. Lower unemployment rate, more jobs, lower crime levels, lower Medicare drug prices, more infrastructure investments, more manufacturing, job creation, fewer COVID deaths, more bipartisan legislation, more small business openings, better stock market, more toilet paper availability, fewer insurrections at the Capitol, fewer presidents telling you to inject bleach. That's just a starter kit. I mean, this is the thing. When, you know, you start going at him, like Glenn Kirshner always talks about, who was fantastic in Denver, by the way. But when you, you know, his bull hits the light of a courtroom where facts matter. I mean, and by the way, CNN, it is going to be your job to do some fact checking. Yep. I know this is almost everything he says is a lie, but it is. Yeah, hang on one second. Where's the, this was the, hold please, talk amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga.
Trump. Biden says crime is down. The crime is up so much. Fact check. Trump is lying. Last year, violent crime fell to one of the lowest levels in more than 50 years. Meanwhile, Trump presided over the largest increase in murders in history. How do you spin those, right? Yeah. Trump will just lie and lie, act like a bag of D's. He doesn't debate. He doesn't know anything about any issue. He's just going to act like a bag of D's. If he, I don't know. Now I'm feeling, starting to feel a little mushy. Like, are they, you know, teeing it up for him to cancel? I don't know. Joe from Jurors, our beloved, said, I'll grant Trump one thing. The upcoming debate is inherently unfair to him. The questions are going to be about platform and policy, not about sharks, showers, boats, and batteries. So he's pretty much... That's true.
Right. Yeah.
Unless the topic happens to be sharks and batteries.
Right. That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. Then
right.
We can talk about that.
Right. One more. Claire McCaskill on this.
Joe Biden is going to do that. And I honestly think it will be harder for Trump this time. Frankly, cutting off the microphones, you can argue that maybe it helps Biden to have the microphones keep going. But in this instance, and I just think it's really important for us to keep pointing out, John, and we got to point this out over and over again. Trump's lawyers helped pick the jury that convicted him,
yep.
And Trump agreed to these rules.
Yep.
Right.
Trump agreed to these rules. So he cannot say this is a rigged rule deal. He agreed to it just like he helped pick the jury. So I think it's important that we keep reminding everybody of that. Because he'll try after he loses this debate to say, oh, it was rigged against me. Because, you know, he can't ever lose anything.
Here's an example, a little bow alerting, just basic fact-checking question. You're calling the democratically elected president a dictator. Trump VP contender Doug Burgum, he signed executive orders. Caitlin Collins, well, I counted. Trump signed 220 executive orders when he was in office. President Biden so far has only signed 139 in the same time span. And on executive action on immigration, it was Speaker Johnson who was calling on President Biden to take executive action, saying it wasn't Congress's responsibility, it was his. And I know they're going to say, oh, CNN bias, fake news. What basic, there's got to be some basic fact-checking,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope he tries again the thing about executing babies after birth. It's just, how many times can they, people just go,
computer says no.
It just gets exhausting. Chris, you say it every time. I hear the weariness in your voice. That's murder. That's already illegal.
Yeah,
it's been against the law forever.
Uh huh.
The White House spokesperson had to deal with this bull again. Where is this one?
Jennifer
Klein. Yeah, nine.
Nine. Okay.
Yes.
The president
Senator Vice President do not support abortion up until the time of birth, nor do they support abortion after birth. In fact, that's not abortion. Second of all, you know, both the president, the vice president, this entire administration has been quite clear and unequivocal that we support restoring the protections of Roe in federal law. And we're not proposing something new. Roe protected women's health and safety for nearly 50 years.
Thank you. One more, Jennifer Klein.
And again, the president has been quite clear that a federal law is the only way to ensure reproductive rights for every woman in every state. And I think the rhetoric that you pointed to is really a blatant effort to distract from the extremist agenda and the ultimate goal of enacting a national abortion ban. And again, the president and vice president have been clear and unequivocal that what they support is restoring the protections of Roe and federal law.
Little Miss Marxist threads. Uh-huh. 2 years ago, life changed for every woman in America, but it awakened the beast. We are coming. I love the meme with the giant blue wave and the lady persons in front.
Yep.
The lady folk.
Yeah, give me 14. Speaking of which, VP Kamala Harris.
And Trump has not denied, much less shown remorse for his actions. Instead, he, quote, proudly takes credit for overturning Roe. My fellow Americans, in a court of law, that would be called an admission. In the case of the stealing of reproductive freedom from the women of America, Donald Trump is guilty.
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 Lock him up.
She said that in Arizona yesterday.
Guilty.
Yes, she did.
Okay, yeah, we have a new ad about it. Everybody.
What Donald Trump says about your freedom, after 50 years of failure, with nobody coming even close, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court justice that Trump handpicked helped overturn Roe v. Wade.
Never before has the court granted and then taken away a widely recognized constitutional right.
New laws banning abortion are taking effect.
Decades of progress shattered just because the last guy got 4 years in the White House. We know what will happen if he gets another four. For MAGA Republicans, Roe is just the beginning. They're going to try to ban the right to choose nationwide. They're coming for IVF and birth control next. We're up against extremism. Send me back to the White House and I'll fight like hell to restore Roe v. Wade and protect American freedom.
Let's go, Joe. Let's go, Joe. Okay, you know what? Do you feel like when you, and I don't know, Jody, sorry, this question is for you. I'm, you know, heterosexual sex, confusing. Can you,
can the dumb
wear off? Like, do you feel like Lara Trump's sleeping with Eric as much as she has? Is it just, does the dumb, like, it, you know?
I don't think it works like that.
All right, well, yeah. Okay. I don't feel like this is helpful.
It's the anniversary when the Supreme Court made that historic decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. That was actually 2 years ago today. Mm. So this is a big issue for a lot of women around the country,
sure
abortion. How will he handle that on Thursday? Mm.
Well, look, Donald Trump obviously nominated three Supreme Court justices to the bench who made the right decision and actually sent Roe v. Wade out.
Right.
They did not make the right decision.
And this is Eric. Okay. Yeah. That's, how's that going? Does that, what Trump always said, it's going very well. Yeah. Particularly for the women that have died of, you know, sepsis. Okay. Let's go to Anne in, pardon me? North Carolina. Hello, Anne.
That's all.
Hey.
Hey, Anne. Hello, Anne. Oh, what happened?
Did we lose Anne?
I don't know.
She got scared.
Rick. Yeah. Rick, my truck driver friend. Hello.
Hey.
Yay.
Yay.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Tune out when I talk to Frank Figluzzi about long haul, because this is not a good book about long haul truckers. But
they're not all like that.
No, they're not all like that.
I know.
Oh, you don't want to go. No, you don't want to go there.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. No, that, you know what? Frank makes the point.
Okay,
Rick, hang on. Can I say something, Rick? Frank makes the point in here that you guys are critical. You supply everything
absolutely
we all use in this country.
Yes.
And the vast majority of you are hardworking and great. And a lot of y'alls listen to radio. And so we've had a lot of trucker friends over the years. There is a subset that, like in any, you know, society, there's about 850 murders that have been, you know, attributed to long-haul truckers. But you know where they get a lot of help from? Other long-haul truckers. Mm-hmm. Right? That you know, see something and say something. So anyway, go ahead. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Did I scare him off? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Let me,
do this really short. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, let me do this really short. Okay. I was buying pizza on a gas station on Sunday. I saw the Post, New York Post. They had in the front page, they had this young girl, which is really sad, that she was raped by an immigrant. So her father is blaming Biden by leaving the border open. But where I live, there is a sex offender that is not an immigrant, an American.
Yeah.
And I live very close to the school district. Mm-hmm. I know personally guys that I have seen as a sex offenders on the sex offender website. Are they truck drivers that they call workers, and they should not even be behind the wheel near any kids.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're not immigrants.
Yeah.
They were born here.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You know, why they don't talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, Rick, exactly. And that's, again, just fascinating timing that we have Frank on, because as Chris Ray just testified by last time, the vast majority, even in the subset of it's white guys. They're not.
Right.
First of all, you have to have a, you can't be illegal to drive a truck. You have to drive a truck. So these guys are all white American men that are in this subset of murderers. Mm-hmm. Rick is correct. All right. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Morning Kick that powered me through several time zones and sizes. And my body clock's a little. That's why I need my Morning Kick. Strawberry lemonade, 10 supplements in one. Did you see me? Did you see all the pictures and videos? I was like a little Energizer bunny around Denver.
I didn't see the blue bear.
I couldn't find the blue bear, but I did inappropriately touch a cowboy's between his chaps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, the molesting monument tour continues, powered by Morning Kick. 10 supplements in one, probiotics, prebiotics, you name it, ashwagandha, more energy. It's been it enhanced my overall well-being. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
She's your human fox blocker. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
We are here to save the world. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour continues in Boston.
Boston, you're my home.
Saturday, July 13th at the Box Center Schubert Theater, Boston.
That's what's happening, baby.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know. I'm excited, too, because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
80's fine with me. Like the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing the House Republicans out petty every white girl slumber party that has ever happened.
And the fabulous Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
With special guests Glenn Kirshner and Charlie Pierce. Purchase of VIP tickets gets you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. Don't miss Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour at the Box Center Schubert Theater in Boston, Saturday, July 13th. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by Just Thriving. I am just thriving. Can you tell? Look at me. Look at me thrive. Look at me. Get your face up in me. Let's face it, life can be stressful, right? It's a lot of chaos. Oh, God, he won't shut up. The orange thing. It's like a talking orange creamsicle that never melts. Okay, anyway, my point is, it's not just your mind that suffers, right? When you're feeling tense and anxious, stress can make a mess of your digestion. Boy, howdy, don't I know
it.
And your immune system, too. You can handle introducing Just Calm. I just started taking it. This is a breakthrough new stress-busting formula. You say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady chill, man. Hi, chill.
Hey.
Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend, clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. I used to take Sammy. This is way better.
It is.
Yeah. For next level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic as well. And not all probiotics are created equal. This has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. This spore probiotic banishes bloat, constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone.
Yay!
Yay! You can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Stephanie. For a limited time, you can save 20% off in 90 days with a 90-day bottle. Excuse me, of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with that promo code Stephanie. It's like getting a month for free. 52 minutes after the hour. We have Charlie Pierce coming up.
We do.
We have Frank Fuguzzi coming up.
We do.
We have a show.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you. Okay, and what do I say about polls, Chris?
They're BS until you find one that you like.
That's right. Santiago Mayer, one of the youngins that we love on the Twitter, says a new poll from CBS YouGov has Biden leading among young voters by 23 points, basically his 2020 margin. We have just 5 months and a youth vote operation unprecedented in American politics, and we're just getting started. Our friend Victor Shi just texted with him the other day. I'm just saying, I believe children are the future. Just one of the scare stories we've heard over and over again, right? That, oh, my God, young people, Biden's not going to get any young.
And that's why you're nominated for that award.
Yes, I am nominated for a
parent-child.
Parenting and child something award.
Have you submitted your entry?
No, she has not. They keep asking me to.
That's even despite the pictures I posted at Denver Pride?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Did you see the girl in fishnets with Love Wins on her ass? That was... Oh, and then also I was in front of a T-shirt that said, see, it's organic.
Did you tap that?
I did not.
Oh.
I did not,
okay.
But I got a picture.
Well, you should have tapped that.
Rob tweeted, you can be pro-C and pro-weed. You don't have to be disgusting, though. How much HIV was flowing around there?
What?
Oh, hello, homophobic character from 1984. Nice of you to check in on Twitter.
Jeez.
On my pictures. That's what he said about it. He's like a homophobic villain from a 1984 film.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Here's a news flash. HIV/AIDS not a death sentence anymore. Gay people can get married. You know what? You're not smoking enough weed, my friend.
And straight people Chill. Get HIV.
He's like Chris yeah. Penn in Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything,
yes.
Julie Newmar.
Yes.
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 Only not as charming.
I am both pro-pussy and pro-weed and not homophobic. Okay. By the way, I love this quote. We were talking about the Ten Commandments last week. Gary threaded, if you don't think freedom of religion includes freedom from religion, you don't understand what freedom means.
Exactly.
Isn't that perfect? Love it, love it, love it. Anna, there she is. She's back. Anna in North Carolina.
Oh, good. Good.
Hi, yes. You know what? I worked in the Department of Justice many years ago.
Oh.
You're having Frank on.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this is for Billy. In July 2018, a young woman was jogging in Iowa, a college student. Her name is Molly Tibbetts. And she was murdered by an illegal alien, like they say. And who was President Billy in July of 2018?
Yeah.
When Molly Tibbetts. And do you think the orange buffoon called Molly Tibbetts' parents to, you know, express condolences?
No.
Billy? You know? And then here's some happy news. I talked to a lot of young folks where I am in Western North Carolina. And I was speaking to a young guy saying, are you registered to vote? And he said, I'm not old enough yet. I won't be 18 in time. And I said, well, tell all your friends that are, you know, vote, vote, vote. They're coming after Griswold versus Connecticut. And he says, I know what that case is. This is a young man, not even 18. He knows what that case is about.
Good.
So this propaganda that's going on, like young people are deserting. No, they know what's on. And I live, like I said, I live near a college town. And I'm telling you, these young folks are not having it.
Yep. Yep, agreed.
They aren't happy.
Agreed,
Ann.
So thank
that's
you.
That's the good news.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yes, that is good news. Coming to Durham to say thank you.
Yeah.
In September.
Exactly.
Molly tweeted, voting third party is a good way to let your marginalized groups know that your abstract principles are more important than their very real lives. That's the one thing we were talking about with, I can't remember who, but, you know, guess what? Young people are the most diverse generation in our history. They have gay friends. They have black friends. Really? You're going to, because of Gaza, you're not going to punish Biden. He will be eating ice cream
fine.
With his grandkids. You're going to punish all of us and all your friends. Speaking of third parties, Chris, who said, ugh, Robert Kennedy Jr. just got out of his limo in front of Gold Gym's Venice yesterday, right in front of me, not wearing a shirt. This is the most douchetastic thing I've seen in the last 5 years. Who said
Do you
that?
Only subscribe to my threads?
Yes.
Apparently.
I stalk you.
That would be me.
That would you.
Because that happened
you.
On Saturday.
We did. We talked about that yesterday.
Well, yes, we did. And you know,
that is so douche-tastic.
He had just gotten done speaking at a memorial service for a friend of mine. So, you know, yeah. But he really shouldn't have gotten out of his limo.
Yeah,
shirtless.
That was stupid.
Did you see him in the airport without shoes?
What?
He's a lunatic.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, what?
Just so everybody knows, Eisenstadt versus Baird was the case that was decided so single people could have contraception. Griswold was for married couples.
Okay. Fantastic.
Just so you know.
Okay. Hey, since we talked about 80s villains, let's start an 80s comedy routine, dog people versus cat people. I just love this one because you guys are cat owners. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Style name, yeah, she threaded, I love that those of us with cats are just totally cool with the reality that our homes are now run by screaming gremlins with knives for toes who are going to puke on the living room floor every 2 to 3 business days.
Yeah.
Mine don't throw up.
Boots threw up the other night on the bed. I rolled over and I'm like, oh.
And mine don't get hairballs for some reason. I don't know why. They just don't.
And this one is my favorite. Having a pet is like having a tiny stalker who lives inside your house. Yes.
Yes.
Now I have two tiny stalkers
yeah.
that live in my house.
Yeah.
They stare at me 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Boots comes in. She like follows me into every room.
I'm like Julie on the Love Boat. I'm like the activities director, and they always seem extremely that I've not made better plans for them.
Oh, they want to get on me while I'm on the stationary bike, which is very difficult holding a 12-pound cat while you're trying to ride a bicycle.
Yeah. Now that I travel so much for Sissy Liberal, most of the time I just lay prone with two dogs suction cup to my face. That's my life when I'm not doing Sissy Liberal. Okay. Charlie Pierce, Frank Lugosi coming up. Stephanie.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom. Tune in for a Totalitarian Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We prepare for a presidential debate, most important in your lifetime.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.